We Talk Podcast presents
What it is, what it do. Welcome to the Oneful Podcast with your host, Joshua Saddam, William Arbuthnot, and on the other line, the ultimate babyface, Mr. Joel Johnson.
How's it going?
Not great, Bob!
This
meltdown in session.
So,
not wrestling related.
Yeah, that's good. So I'm going to give you an open forum.
Yeah.
And just let you go for 5 minutes. I'm going to keep a timer, so.
Yeah. If you have any questions, feel free to answer them, and I'll answer back. Sure, sometimes I'm a little bit lost for words. So, everybody, you know, you follow both Stick Boy and Fresh Take, that we've been doing our March Madness podcast, and you can tell there's a little bit of a UNC bias. Well, there's a reason for that. I'm a North Carolina Tar Heel fan, and, you know, I didn't get to watch Raw live because I was watching the championship game. And, well, you all know more or less what happened right now, but if you don't, North Carolina was down 10 with about 5 minutes left and stormed all the way back after a miraculous shot by their captain, Marcus Paige. 5 seconds left on the clock with a three to tie the game up. Villanova, who they faced, still had possession after that. 4.7 seconds on the clock. Came on down and knocked a three to win the game and win the national championship. I've talked to a few friends about this, and it's a lot of Seahawks fans that are feeling the same pain. So I imagine how they feel. I've gone through this quite a few times with the Flames in Game 7 and Game 6 especially. A lot of North Carolina ones, the 2008 Final Four, past two Elite Eights, one versus Kansas, one versus Kentucky, the Raiders losing the Super Bowl, the Jays last season having the bases loaded and becoming so close to going to the World Series. But this one is really an extra kick to the nuts. Like, this one just particularly sucks. As much as everyone gets mad about little things like WrestleMania, the great thing is you have a guy like AJ Styles who can lose to Chris Jericho on WrestleMania, and you can get angry and wild and be like, "Ah, that is the worst!" But then you get the luxury of what happened tonight on Monday Night Raw, which we will get into in a little bit here, and you get to cheer because guys like Cesaro come back and Enzo and Cash show up, and, you know, you have the lows as well of Zack Ryder losing the title. Sorry, Joe, I feel like I've given a whole recap, but I'm trying to bring both these wrestling and basketball together.
Well, it's an open forum. I think you got 3.5 left.
And let's keep in mind, part of this will be me going through the Burger King drive-thru. Because I found out they have the angriest Whopper. It has a red bun, Joel.
Why?
I don't know. We'll find out. The best part about this is I'm going to be doing Snap, so this pod will probably be up. What time do you think it'll be up?
Well, I'm taking NyQuil, so I'm not sure.
Well, you know, I'm sure it'll be up within 24 hours of my Snapchat story. So I'm going to be doing some snaps of everything. So give me a follow at Java31 on Snapchat. You know, we got a few people from the Fresh Take family, but those who are strictly with the Stick Boy family, you know, give me a follow there, and you can get a look at the process of that as well. So, I'm really in a point of frustration and just still disbelief. There hasn't been any major rage yet.
No, there hasn't. No yelling, no crying. I consider it's fairly calm.
Oh, no, there's been crying, just not with you. When Villanova hit the shot, I just hit the ground and curled up in my hoodie.
Yeah, it can't be easy. You have a minute and a half left.
I'm going to go over. Because I'm still out, and we're not going to be talking about wrestling when I'm going through Burger King. So yeah, I don't know, man. It hurts. This really, really hurts. You know, there's breakups. There's a lot of tough things in life. But sports are a mother effer at times.
They can definitely kick you.
I think the thing is, too, it's March Madness. It's just that single game elimination and, you know, the tournaments and everything, and you all lead up to this national championship. And we had blown out everybody else, which is even more frustrating. You know, and I was even talking to a friend. She had the unfortunate ability of being on the other side of that Green Bay and Arizona loss earlier in this year, where, you know, Aaron Rodgers had that huge Hail Mary to send the game into overtime, only to be dashed by Larry Fitzgerald running back the touchdown. So she was kind of saying that she took her a while to get over that. This will take me a while to get over this. You know, I lost my fantasy basketball championship game, the prior day. And well, that sucked. This sucks more because this is, you know, I'm a Raider fan and the Raiders are looking good, and I split between the Raptors and the Lakers and the Jays and the Sox, and you know, the Jays look really good right now, and the Red Sox are looking good, and the Raptors, you know, could be a good NBA playoffs for them. But there's nothing quite like your main team, and North Carolina was my main team. Baby blue is my favorite color because of North Carolina. I'm biased towards any player that goes there because of it. And Marcus Paige, who shot that, and he's a senior now, is one of my favorite players to watch. He's gone now. It sucks. It really, really sucks. And it's the worst thing too is when something like this happens too, it's just the end of everything, you know?
Yeah, it's a definitive end.
It's a definitive ending, and it breaks your heart. All right. Well, I've gone through. I'm in the Burger King drive-through, so this will be the first time we've ever done this on either podcast. So let's hope that this is as entertaining as I think it's going to be.
I think that, yeah, possibly.
Yeah, can I get the give me a second here.
Angriest Whopper.
Can I get the angriest Whopper with no tomato, please? Yeah. Just a sandwich, please. Nope. Thank you. Burger has been ordered.
There you
Going
go.
through the drive-through portion now, folks. And I swear we're going to be talking wrestling because tonight, you know, there was highs, there was lows, but it was, you know, it was a good show overall, I think.
Yeah. I think that there were some positives. There's a few things to definitely hit on. I think the biggest thing is Crazy Vince.
Yeah, a little bit. The crowd, you know, Joel wasn't a fan of that. It's funny. You really realize today that wrestling, how much of an escape it is when you're down with something like this, that like a giant loss like this, like a sports loss. I even, not to get too morbid, but even like when I lost my grandfather and my dog, I found like just wrestling is that coping mechanism you can just drop yourself into to help you get over something.
It definitely is. It's definitely that one thing where you can go to and you can be like, I can just tune out and I can watch a crazy 46-year-old jump off a cage. And it's all good.
It absolutely is all good. Like, all right, well, I'm about to go pay here. So, Joel, how about you talk a little bit so we don't get a silence while I pay here?
What can I talk about? I don't want to hit on wrestling just yet because obviously we ought to wait. I did watch the last 2.5 minutes, and I'm sorry, Josh, but I kind of knew they were gonna lose. It just kind of looked the whole direction of the game is just like, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's North Carolina's time. So I checked in at the half and I saw what the score was. I was like, oh, okay. Mostly because I wanted to know what type of Josh I was dealing with tonight. But as we learned, we've got. You haven't tried to stab anything yet.
Thank you.
So I think that's positive.
Yeah, I'm just gonna put myself into a food coma. Well, not exactly a food coma. I'm getting one burger. I just it was it's funny because I, you know, I'm kind of sitting there, and you're getting messages from friends and family. You know, everyone knows how much I love the North Carolina, so everyone is checking up on me and seeing how I'm doing, if I'm okay, and saying they're sorry and everything like that. It's the crazy thing about sports when someone knows how diehard of a fan you are too. Like, I was talking to people I haven't talked to in years, just because they know how much the program and the school and the team, the North Carolina basketball team means to me. And so that was kind of cool. It would have been nicer to get a congratulation message is, but oh, we got a spicy habanero chicken burger. at A&W. Should we go for it?
Nah.
Nah, I kind of want it. Maybe we'll save it.
Remember the stomach?
Yeah, but it's 11:20 and I'm at home. That's my thing.
Yeah.
We don't want to go too much of this. But yeah, so that was really cool for everyone that got to reach out to me on that. So that was cool. And, you know, the good thing is, too, like, we'll get into the wrestling pretty fast here, but the national championship, it's – I don't know how much they really did to combine against it on the wrestling side. I don't think – if you were watching the national championship tonight, whether you were invested as a Carolina or Villanova fan, you're watching no matter what. But I don't think they really did enough on the show, I will say, that makes anyone that was, like, interested in both to draw themselves over to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with you. I don't think there was enough that was done, but I mean,
I think it was a good show. I just don't think, like, I think it was actually like one of the best Raws of the year for sure. But I don't think, pardon me, I don't think there was enough stuff to be like, oh, this national championship game is great, but that's going on over there. I'm gonna switch over there. There was great stuff, but for the casual viewer that would watch both, there wasn't enough to just switch over there. If you're a diehard fan, everything was, especially like Joe said, the last 30 minutes for diehard fans was brilliant.
Oh, yeah. But I don't want to jump the gun just yet.
No, we'll be going on wrestling about a minute here.
Yay!
So, yeah, I mean, appreciate the outlet. That's a fun thing about podcasts. I mean, I think some of the best podcasts I listen to are wrestling. You listen to some of the ones from our fellow Canadians, The Law, with John and Way when they do their Raw recap. And I think one of the best parts they have is just talking about random shit that has nothing to do with wrestling beforehand.
It's kind of the build to the moment.
I think too, like, you know, we see people give us the reviews on iTunes. Keep on doing that, please. Make sure you and get Stick Boy some reviews. We talk wrestling, we talk podcast, Fresh Take. Get us, you know, make sure you hit that iTunes thing and rate us, preferably 5 stars, but whatever you think. And we're starting to get a lot of those. You're starting to see the viewership bump up on this. So, you know, as that comes, I always feel like people get a little more interested in the personalities behind more than just talking about wrestling or whatever that subject matter is.
Yeah, I think there's definitely that feeling that you can, you start to get to know them and you kind of go, okay, well, you can listen to this. I'm sure, like, there'll be a moment where I'd want to rant about something non-wrestling related.
Like, for example, you were watching Better Call Saul just before we got on the pod.
Yes, I did, and I enjoyed it.
That's good.
Better Call Saul.
I don't know. I got to work at like 7 in the morning, but I don't know. It's one of those situations I don't even know if I'm going to sleep. Talking to some of the... as we finish off here, compare it. Talking to the Seahawks fans when they lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. One buddy said, I couldn't sleep that night. And I don't know if I'll be sleeping tonight either.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things now that you kind of like, I don't know, I'm going to...
The worst part is, too, like, with the Seahawks, they come back next season, they have the whole team. The worst part about college athletics and following a team is... our best players are seniors, and they're gone forever.
Yeah, you're now kind of left kind of sitting there like...
Yeah, and then like teams like Duke and Kentucky now have like a handful of the top freshmen, including this guy Jack Tatum, who's going to Duke next year. They have a handful of the top freshmen going to their schools, so it's like, yeah, what can we do, you know? Like, you really lose your opportunity. And hey, we're about to finish this part off. Before we get into wrestling, and I'm really excited to get into the wrestling part of this, but I would love to tip my hat to the Villanova squad, Jay Wright and his boys. That's a great team. We couldn't have lost to a better team. They do the college game, right? They don't have these guys that do the one-and-dones. They build their program up, right? They had seniors. They had players that deserve to win a national championship. So if I could have lost, I'm very happy to lose to that type of organization and that type of team.
I would have to. That's always a good team to lose to, and you lost to the champions. So,
yeah. So, end of rant, and we're gonna take a break off of here. But when we come back, it's time to talk about Monday Night Raw.
Yay!
Monday Night Raw. Yeah. Should we redo the entrance?
No, we already did the entrance. So
we done the entrance. I'm eating some comfort food to get over Carolina.
And I am hanging out with Macho Man.
Ooh, yeah.
Since you'll be eating, I'll do a little bit more of the talking. Roman Reigns did this. Swished away Sami Zayn and AJ Styles and shrugged them off. Does that seem like a good guy to you?
I loved everything Roman Reigns did tonight. We don't need a 3-minute warning. Roman Reigns, good job.
Yeah.
I'm not a good guy. I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy. Perfect line. Whoever wrote that, I love you.
And imagine it was Vince McMahon.
Sure. Whoever did it, I don't care who it was. It could have been Kevin Dunn, and I would have been impressed.
I think that what they need to do with Kevin... What they need to do with Roman Reigns is just have him be arrogant, cocky, like the line of burying people, and just every little sentiment that Vincent Kennedy McMahon has, just do it. Just say it over and over and over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect.
I agree, man. I thought he came out and the perfect type of attitude. Now, I love the go piece by piece of what this Raw was, but we're going to be jumping all over the place. To have him versus AJ, he's a heel in that match, and they know it. They know it.
No denying it. Like, the crowd. And, I mean, this is a guy that, after Styles had won a very good match, he went to everyone. He hugged Lillian Garcia. He shook everyone's hand. He went to different sections and was just giving people high fives and thanking them. Because I think this is a guy that maybe at one point in his career never thought this would happen.
Mm-mm.
And now, what would you say, less than 6 months into his WWE career, he's going for the WWE World Heavyweight title.
But here's my question. When is this title?
I think this has to be the main event for Payback.
Apparently it's Extreme Rules. We can't say Payback is Extreme Rules.
Oh, is it? Because I thought...
I thought it was too. Let's double check.
Yeah.
I'll double check really quick here. It's so nice to go on the computer again. I normally get my steps and I normally walk around when I do this. So it's been a while since I've done a show like this for us.
Yeah, it's definitely new. Regardless where it is, I think AJ Styles, main event of whatever pay-per-view, I think he's going to have a good match against Roman Reigns.
Oh, it is Payback. We were right.
Yeah, so it is Payback. So Payback, we're going to get... So Styles... And here's
May 1st. The JCPenney Center in pretty much Chicago, Rosemount, Illinois.
We know who's getting the pop. That
Yeah.
There's no way they can give any sort of love to Roman.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they know that, and that's why they're doing it. I think KO would have got even a pop. It doesn't matter. And
any four of them. Jericho would have, I think, to a degree. Because when it came out, I'm like, oh, I'm actually interested in Jericho versus Roman.
Yeah.
It was fresh opponents. And I don't want, again, we're going to jump over the place. Quick question. Where the hell was Cena?
I don't know.
Where was Cena? Where was Dean?
I think Dean's in the doghouse.
Okay. Brock, I get it. Sure. Don't need Brock. You can put him away for a while. Taker, don't need to see him. Get it. Cool. It went some interesting directions with some feuds today.
Yeah.
It definitely did feel like a season premiere, though, because it was just like last night was like washed away. And it kind of goes to show, too, like all these times that people talk about, like, oh, like, why did this happen? Why did this happen? I don't mind Chris Jericho getting a WrestleMania win now for AJ to get a world title win. Does anybody now?
No. And here's the thing. Let's look at it. Did you complain when Seth Rollins lost to Randy Orton at WrestleMania and then mm-hmm. cashed in Money in Bank and became WWE World Heavyweight Champion? I know it's not the same thing, but AJ Styles gets the challenge for the championship.
Daniel Bryan to Sheamus.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm hoping this is at the pay-per-view.
I think it has to be.
If it is, do they... Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Is it Bullet Club?
Is this the Bullet Club situation here? It's so not now, with Finn, it's with AJ instead?
Oh. That would be interesting.
We keep on thinking it's with Finn, but we know Gallows and Anderson aren't going to NXT.
Yeah. Well, that definitely would be a lot of fun if suddenly they...
Roman's guys. Roman sent Hunter sends them all to attack Roman. Maybe it's not even because of AJ. Maybe he does something with Hunter sends Finn, the Bullet Club, to destroy Roman. AJ gets the title, and then you have them just go with Hunter. You have the Bullet Club versus Roman for a little bit.
Ooh, and then you have AJ with the strap.
You have AJ with the strap.
Did you ever think that we'd be talking about AJ Styles potentially winning the WWE World Heavyweight Championship?
No chance.
Because this is like, I think you're entering kind of your lull period right now. You're kind of your off season. So if you want to take a risk and try something. Now, my only question to you is, what would you much rather have? AJ Styles win the championship or Roman potentially be a 4-time champion before the year's done?
He's going to probably be a 10-time by the end of the day, so I'd rather sacrifice it for AJ to be the champion. I think this is the audible call, I think.
Yeah.
Because how much have we been saying since AJ just came in? The pops that he's gotten.
Yeah.
I think there's better matches with AJ as champion.
Cena,
Cesaro, everybody. Another match with Jericho. Even though we're not a fan of it, I think that's a good build to have Jericho. Yeah.
Even Sammy, who I was a little surprised that they kind of introduced in a way into the main event picture a bit.
I like what they did there.
Yeah, and I can...
Well, we're not getting them to go off on each other now.
Yeah, and I confirm Sammy's not hurt. It was all part of the storyline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was from Mike Johnson from Pro Wrestling Insider.
Yeah, yeah. So now you get to do those. I haven't seen the end of Raw yet that you were talking about with AJ, because I've been in my own little world right now. But it's something I want to go back and look. And you could tell when he won, though, that he was just – it's crazy. We all know wrestling is a work. And if you don't, surprise. But
– You just told
it's funny. Whenever someone wins something, it's still like – Miz even said it when he won his world title. It's still – you still – when you finally – because it's just like we're putting the strap on you. It's like, cool. When you finally hit the pin, it still feels like, oh, my God, I actually did do it.
Yeah. And I think that's even – like, and a lot of people were really nervous. There were some tweets like, oh God, don't let any of them win because I don't want any of them fed to Roman. I'm like, you know, they can't win everything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have them book AJ Styles to be undefeated, Chris Jericho to be undefeated, KO to be undefeated. It's not the way it works.
It's pretty nuts, though. This is the pay-per-view match, which I assume it would be. You're feeding AJ Styles to Roman Reigns in Illinois. Have fun with that, WWE.
I feel like they're ultimately going to stick with Roman as champion for a bit, at least until Seth gets back. But it's a nice little... Now you kind of sit there and go, ooh, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And Chicago would be a great place to have bullets go off.
I could very well hear people bitching about AJ not winning the title. I can hear the calls now.
Oh, they're there. Believe me, they're there already.
But it's a nice different, a nice change. I mean, as far as surprises go on the show, there wasn't anything. We'll get into that in a second, but a little bit. I don't think the surprises were what anyone thought it would. I thought it was going to be Joe. I think we all thought it was Joe.
I thought Joe. I thought it was suddenly going to be Hunter. I thought it was suddenly going to be Cena. I thought maybe it would be Finn. I didn't know. But
Cesaro was at the bottom of my list.
Cesaro was on my list. But
I'm very, very happy to have Cesaro back into my life.
He just was so good in the ring. And he made quite the entrance.
Yeah, I like that. Like, that's the charisma brass ring entrance I've ever seen it. I'm assuming if things are going the way we think they do, it's him and Jericho now.
Cesaro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that.
If everything goes the way I think it's going to go, Payback's going to be really fun.
Yeah, because we get Sammy versus KO. We get AJ versus Roman. Mm-hmm. We get
Jericho Cesaro.
Jericho Cesaro is Dudley versus Enzo.
Uh-huh.
Where did New Day go?
Probably more with League of Nations.
Yeah. No, I think League of Nations are moving on to the...
Oh, the Wyatts.
Yeah, the face Wyatts.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that helps the Wyatt family.
League of Nations versus the VOD villains?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think Wyatt's destroyed them. I think, and Sheamus had that tweet that they're coming after their bushy beard, so...
And I guess that was the write-off Barrett.
Yeah. So bye-bye, Barrett. What could have been?
I want to go really back to Roman, then we'll move on here. But, yeah, I was very happy with everything Roman did. I thought his presence was really good. Not really a smirk tonight. Did a really good job in the backstage area. I would have liked if he maybe sat outside the ring and kind of sat out and looked at AJ afterwards, but I realized what they're doing. They knew the crowd they were with.
Yeah.
And they wanted AJ to have that moment.
Yeah.
Which was smart. So good on them. Good setup of everything. I'm very happy with what we saw.
Yep, I definitely agree with you. I think that, and that was one of the biggest. That was another positive moment that I was like, I didn't think they were going to do it. I honestly thought they were going KO.
I thought they were going to go Cesaro.
I thought
because the last match that he had was with Roman, so it made a lot of storyline sense.
Yeah, but I'm perfectly okay with the phenomenal one. Apparently, Vince sees money in AJ Styles.
Well, he should, because he paid him $2 million, so.
Yeah. I think we get to our next positive point, and it is definitely not S-A-W-F-T. Swaft?
Hmm. They were fine. I got a little sick of it after the after a while.
I enjoyed it. I thought
kind of wanted the Dudleys to kick their ass.
I thought they did a really good
job. I thought Bubba didn't sell it enough. Steve was getting pissed, and Bubba didn't seem really too bothered about it.
Yeah.
And I have problems with Big Cass. I've never been a big fan of this tag team. I thought it was fine. I thought they were entertaining on the stick. In the ring, they're okay, and Big Cass hasn't done too much to impress me overall.
I'm a little more higher up on this team.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I thought Enzo did a really good job on the stick.
Enzo was Road Dogg 2.0.
I think he's better than Road Dogg.
I don't know. He has his ability to connect with the crowd, do the rhyming and all that kind of stuff. And he has that rare ability to connect to the crowd, unlike most people do. Carmella isn't getting called up.
Yep, I've heard that as well. Brian Alvarez.
So it's different to see them without Carmella, but I think that's the right choice right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a good act to have. I like them more than the VOD villains. There's a few NXT call-ups that I'm just like, I don't know how long you're going to last. One of them was Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
His promo was just god-awful.
His promo was just like anyone else.
It was boring as all hell, stale. Apollo Crews, I see so much possibilities with. I said when we did our you star review of Stars to Watch, I thought he could be the first African-American champion in their history.
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was ready for the main roster.
I don't think so either.
I thought he had a great debut tonight. He killed it in the ring. Poor Tyler Breeze. But he cannot talk, and they need to find someone to talk for him.
Yeah. He's maybe get Slick.
I was going to say maybe Slick or maybe someone else for Heyman. But it almost seems when Heyman goes to anyone else that's not Brock or CM Punk, it never works.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is too soon. I think Vince saw some people in NXT. Hunter said no to Finn.
And probably no to Joe.
Yeah. And then they're like, well, we're just going to take these guys then.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Apollo because I think he deserves some time in NXT to develop and grow.
He wasn't even on the main show on Friday. He was on the undercard with the Drifter. Who, by the way, has a match with Nakamura.
Ooh, that could be fun.
It's the first time I've actually cared about anything with the Drifter.
The Drifter also faces Dillinger, so that should be fun.
And Nakamura faces him. Yeah, Nakamura faces him. Anything, can the Drifter get called? Actually, no, can the Drifter not get called up, please?
Speaking of Nakamura, he got a very loud chant.
did the Bailey chants were ridiculous. So for anyone that's been like, yeah, I don't know if anyone knows Bailey at the up top.
You know, it's a smart crowd, but it's still, I think there's...
Charlotte had a really tough time with that tonight.
Yeah. What do you think of them going with Natty?
I'm happy. We're Calgarians, so we're going to be biased.
Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people are like, oh, God, that segment sucked. They took a step back. They're back to divas.
How were they with divas?
I don't know.
Natty's arguably the best worker in the company. I love Sasha, but it's pretty 1A, 1B with them.
Yeah.
You forget how good Natty, if anyone deserves that woman title, it's Natty Neidhart.
Yeah.
She busts her ass. She's the Zack Ryder of the women's division.
Yeah. I think a little better.
Better wrestler.
But I definitely think she deserves to have a spot. And I mean, if it means that Sasha and Becky, it keeps it fresh and it doesn't just keep it going and going and going.
No, because how many times are we going to have Sasha and Becky face her? So many times. I think the biggest thing that people need to be concerned about was Paige in that segment. There was a part where Charlotte leaned against the ropes. So I like what they did with Sasha and Becky, right? They had them look at her, and they kind of intensed and teased for the feud in the future with the two of them.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte kind of leans around the rope, and behind her is Paige, and Paige says nothing. So Paige is, I don't know what the hell she did.
Yeah. Well, you'll find out on Total Divas what her big secret is.
Yeah, I guess it's... She did something, because Paige is nothing.
Yeah. Paige has just kind of fallen from what she was, and now...
Just 2 years ago, she debuted against AJ Lee, and now we're here 2 years later, and she's just another woman on the roster. Summer Rae got more time than she did tonight.
Yep. And Summer got mic time, too.
Yeah. I thought she did fine. I thought she handled the crowd to a degree better than Charlotte did, to be honest.
Yeah. I think Charlotte got very flustered. I think that's something that you're
gonna... She tried to ad-lib things, too.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out. She's not at the ability to ad-lib yet.
No.
She's like, oh, how did that song go? I was like, you're a heel. I know you're trying to be a smart aleck, but it doesn't work for you.
Yeah, no, I would... That definitely, but I thought the segment was fine. Give her the title, show that none of the divas women like her. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be tricky to get that diva
taste out of your mouth. Yeah,
yeah. Nothing from Brie except on social media.
Yeah, so it's confirmed she's retired.
Yep, which is okay. She rides off into the sunset. She had her moment on WrestleMania. Now gets to move on. What was I gonna say? Should they have had Bailey debut?
No,
I think that
hold it. I will say that she did come out there the whole. I think that would have been the biggest pop of the night. I think that would have been bigger than even AJ or Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
We had how many people? We had what? We had two people debut for the first time on there. Three, yeah. And then we had some re-debuts. One that we haven't seen for we have another woman added to the roster.
Yeah,
Maurice is back.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't work out for her, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I had two things. Were you not thinking that Vince was going to troll all of us and have Eva Marie challenge Charlotte?
No, because she was all over the NXT tapings.
Yeah. So she's just kind of there now. But she will eventually win that women's championship.
Yeah. And if it happens, she's improved. I don't... Even Lana looked good. Like, I'm not going to hate any one of the women. If they improved... They've improved. You're not going to get Sasha and Becky all the time.
No.
But these women have... It's not pillow fights. These are women that are working their asses off. I think we have to respect that. Like, is Zack Ryder really a good... Like, a great technical wrestler? Not really. He's okay.
I think he's all right. I enjoyed
it. He's fine. I'm not saying he's at the level of Eva Marie, but we just like him more because of the gimmick and he works hard. We're not liking him because of his wrestling skill. And Eva's working her ass off, so we have to give her credit for that. We just all hate her because she's a swimsuit model and does that. I don't hate on Eva because it's the easy thing to do. People are like, I hate Eva Marie just because she's hot and they do this and that. I think it's too easy for people just to hate on Eva Marie. It's almost annoying to me when people just automatically hate on her.
I don't necessarily hate, but it would have been something that Vince would have done to that crowd.
For sure.
I think that was the point.
Even at the beginning, it was very weird Vince interacting with the crowd?
Yeah. Well, I think Vince got thrown off a bit when they when he'd mentioned Shane and Taker, and the crowd started chanting better than Roman. And you could see he kind of got flustered there a bit. And he was,
I was like, wondering when they did the No Chance for Hell, he seemed really happy about that.
Yeah. He went from that, he was very happy about that, and then just everything bottomed out. And then when they started doing the chants against Roman, you could see that old Vincent Kennedy McMahon got a little thrown off his game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I do want to give the crowd credit. There was not one CM Punk chant tonight.
Nope.
It was nice.
It was. They gave everyone that you would like to get credit. The only person that they... So they chanted for Finn, Nakamura.
Yeah, Bayley.
Bullet Club?
No.
No. Joe.
I didn't hear any Joe chants.
When just before Cesaro came out, there was a light, Joe.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, because yeah, I think most people thought Samoa Joe was coming out there.
Yeah.
But he's, I mean, in a way I look at it, Hunter kind of just got rid of the garbage in a way.
Yeah.
Some of the guys. Paul. Except for like Enzo and Kaz, but like he's just like, well, we don't need Baron Corbin here anymore, and I can't keep Apollo Crews. I think Apollo Crews is garbage, but Baron Corbin was either going to get cut like a Bill Dempsey, or he's going to go to the main roster.
Yeah.
So now it's sink or swim for him.
Yeah, and I think we'll start to see.
I wouldn't have given him the trophy. I think tonight they heard that promo like, what do we do?
Yeah, I think Vince and Kevin Dunn clued in very quick. I think they looked at them and were like, well, he looks good, so.
Even with Cass, what's the first thing you heard is, how tall and big is he?
Yeah.
It's still very much that every single time, no matter how many Benoit's, Eddie Guerrero's, Jericho's, CM Punk's, Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles you have that prove that thing wrong. It's always, can we get that next big guy?
Yeah. They're always looking for their next hole again.
Yeah.
Austin wasn't even that big, was he?
Cena's not that big, is he?
Well, Cena's a bit bigger, I would say.
I was really shocked he wasn't on the show.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
well, part of me was wondering, like, did they just want to save him from that crowd? But they would. You would have thought they would have advertised next week, John Cena returns to Raw.
Yeah. And that was the one thing. Maybe we're going to get an advertisement here in the next couple of days, but I was a little surprised. Is John Cena 100%?
Think about what he did.
Yeah.
He just did like an F5, right? That's it.
Yeah. So maybe.
He didn't really do much. Like he did a 5-knuckle shuffle too, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It'd be very interesting to sit there and see.
Neither him or Rocky took any bumps. Rock for obvious reasons, but Cena didn't take any bumps, and I found that really interesting because I thought maybe like the Wyatts would give him a bump. Even Sean, did Sean take a bump?
Nope.
Austin took punches from Rusev.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird.
But I thought for sure Cena was going to lead it off.
Yeah, but no Cena, but. You know, I'm not going to complain. No authority tonight.
Kind of, though. So what do we think about this? So what's the storyline here with Shane?
Fuck, I don't know. I really don't know.
I like the idea that Shane sacrificed everything and impressed his dad. That's a interesting idea to go with.
Yeah.
And, but the... If let's just say you're in charge of things, did Shane book anybody in particular? Like if this happened with Roman, that match with the authority, that match probably was still, if the authority is real and they're in charge, they still probably booked that match.
Yeah, they still want to find out who's next.
Yeah, so they still probably book AJ, Jericho, KO, and Sammy, and I don't, who knows who they put in instead of Cesaro. Maybe it is Cesaro. Who knows?
Yeah.
So there's still those guys. Nothing like super babyface really happened. Like he didn't favor babyface in any of the booking.
No,
unless like they're saying like, oh, he brought Apollo Crews and he brought Enzo and Cass and he brought back Cesaro.
Yeah, I get like, and that was one thing. Maybe that's what the goal is with this is to show.
Maybe
that
he brought the VOD villains in.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of looked at it and. I didn't feel like Shane got to... I felt like maybe Vince giving Shane power was kind of done on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
just kind of the crowd start chanting, give him power. And Vince is like, okay, well, I'll do it. And then the backstage is like, okay, we'll go. Because you never saw any promos. You never saw him talking to any real talent, like hearing the audio.
I think it was booked, but I think it was a last second decision before they started the show.
Yeah.
That Vince promo was very awkward at times. Even Shane was a little awkward at times, the exchange, and it reminded me a little bit of McMahon Millions.
Yeah.
When stuff was happening and Vince was just kind of like, huh? I don't understand what's going on right now.
Yeah. What'd you think of the disclaimer on the crowd? Like, even Vince sitting there going, like, oh, this is a nutty crowd.
I like that.
Like, him sitting there, he almost said stupid crowd. You heard the nutty.
Yeah. I like that they said it at the very beginning. They're like, this crowd, it's the first thing they do. They go right to the desk and be like, this crowd is crazy, and they made it the selling point of the night. Yeah. This crowd is crazy, and this is one night only that you get this. So I kind of like that in a way. Like, they know what they're walking into, and I think the way they booked the show, like, before in the past, they hadn't had an idea where they were going, but now they know what this crowd's going to be like, so now they're booking towards it, which either takes the fun out of it or adds to it.
Yeah. I don't think the Ryder thing was a troll, because I think we're going to get a feud out of this.
I think we're getting a feud, and I think that's why I'm not too mad about it. No. I like Maurice. In fact, I wouldn't mind if you played her theme music in the beginning. It's the new Brie mode.
No.
We have a new theme to play.
No.
And I love it so much. It's just like, I actually kind of found it funny, because I'm just like, man, that sucks that Brie is gone. But it's at gone. The end of the day, it's okay because we get someone else.
Nope.
I wore you down.
Yeah, you wore me down on Brie, but that took how many years?
Not that long. You know it's coming. Just to settle in and take it all in. Nope. Pourquoi? Pourquoi? Pourquoi vous êtes? Pourquoi vous êtes? Pourquoi vous êtes? Pourquoi? It's all in French. The best part about it. We got a new one, Joel. We did it. Yes.
It's not going.
No. We'll figure it out. We'll get it eventually.
No.
So, but in the other than how happy you are to have Parkour back in your life, are you actually happy to have Maurice back?
You know what? I think it's nice and little. It adds something now to The Miz. It just kind of adds a little bit more dynamic to him. You've now got the brat Hollywood star and his wife.
Uh-huh.
And now you can let them kind of do. And The Miz is underrated. I enjoy The Miz. I thought they had a really good match between him and Ziggler, Ryder. So,
how often do we remember title reigns? Like, how long they are? Unless they're like a CM Punk length, you don't. Because Mick Foley's together for 50 days.
But you still remember when he beat Rock.
Remember him beating Rock, and he's a 3-time champion. We never said he was a champion for a combined date of this. But we remember Punk because how long it was.
Yeah.
But we don't like the Cena one because it was a year. If it's a year, sure. Like the New Day, now it matters how long it's been.
Yeah.
Same with how long Nikki's was. When it gets to that level, you matter. But it sucks that Ryder was a champ for a day, but you're just always going to remember that moment. So that's all that really matters to me. And now, Zack Ryder's in an actual feud where he's not in a wheelchair. And he's not in a horror film with Kane and Eve Torres.
I think who better to have him feud? Because I think in a lot of ways, Ryder's just kind of like you and me. There's nothing quite special wrestling-wise with the guy.
No, they're not. But I love him. I love Zack Ryder.
Yeah. So there were a lot of people that, like, there was a few Twitter accounts that I found very, like, oh, I'm so glad Ryder lost. Now he can go back to being obscure and just go sit.
I was actually surprised about that, too, because when Zack Ryder won, you and I were like, that's awesome. And it's weird. It just shows you how fickle wrestling fans are, because when Long Island Ice Z was around the show, everyone was like, this show's awesome, and everyone wanted Zack Ryder. And but now he was just like the flavor of the week kind of guy, and people forgot about him.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. He gets a feud, and he gets to prove himself in a feud that's not with a wheelchair.
And if anything else, now you have an extra mid-card guy that you can
actually... And how much did you hate The Miz after that?
Yeah, exactly. Miz and Maurice.
Yeah, it's great. Like, you get to set up a new power couple in the company, and I think it adds for Maurice, because I think her time there was limited, and it sucked for her, because she looked a lot like Michelle McCool at the time.
Yeah.
But I thought Maurice was actually really good in the ring. I don't think she's the level of, like, a Sasha or Natty, but for some reason, if she ever faced a Charlotte, I'd be 100% fine with it.
Yeah, and you could see that eventually happening, where you want to have that Hunter-Steph moment again, but with Miz and Maurice.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Now, my question to you, is there ever going to be a Miz World Championship reign?
Again? If... With okay, long answer. I think we're getting a brand split. I was sold on it after today because we added too many fucking people to the roster, and we still have Seth coming back and Cena on the full time and Tyson Kidd and Randy. It's funny; it's shorter now. We don't have to say Cesaro anymore.
Yeah,
but there's still some big guns coming back, right? And it's too bloated. It's too bloated. This show right now, like how many people they have to fit in there again. Dean wasn't even on the show,
yep.
Right? And Brock's coming on certain shows, and I'm sure I'm missing somebody else that wasn't on the show tonight. So you have to fit all those guys into every single segment, maybe two women's segments as well. Yep. You know, I can say Diva as well. It's hard to get out of your vocabulary, but two women's segments as well. So with all the extra things, I would think there's going to be a brand split, and had said that, I think there'll be two title belts, and with that, I think Miz will be a champion in that right. And Miz has done 100% terrific this year. Yeah. He has built himself back up.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, and I think this is a nice little reward for him. I think Ryder got his moment, and I think they told him there's more to this than just...
I think at the end of the year, and we normally do MVPs of the year, I'm going to kind of do all wrestling, like the all-star team, and we're going to pick five guys that are top, five women guys, superstars, period. My top five people I've watched this year, Miz is either just in the cutting room floor or in there.
Yeah.
Miz has just over-impressed me. He went in the match with AJ. He lost a tooth. He's always been the good soldier. You know, we talked about Zach grinding and everything like that, but I mentioned this in the podcast yesterday, like, how hard does Miz work with all the tours and all the stuff that he does?
Oh, yeah.
He deserves to be rewarded. He's a five-time Intercontinental Champion now, and I loved the shot of him with that belt looking down at Zack Ryder's dad.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really cool. And now you get to build up a little bit of a feud like that, and you know what would be perfect out of all of this that I just realized now? We may get a mixed tag out of this.
Ooh, Emma and...
Emma and Zack.
So Emma turns face.
Emma turns face. Yeah, no more Dark Emma.
Or she kicks Ryder in the nuts, and that's...
Yeah, but we could get that.
Yeah, that would be good. And you could build a few different things. There's a lot of possibilities.
Where else is Emma going to go right now, right?
Yeah.
You put Emma with Zach.
And then there you go. It's And it's not like this dorky loser dating the girl. It's the underdog girl. Mm-hmm. It's Brian and Brie Bella.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the same level, but... You kind of get what I'm saying.
It's a feud that's fresh. We've never really seen Zach in The Miz. And so, and it's, you know, I think that's and you know how much he cares about the Intercontinental Championship, right? So now he lost the thing he loved the most, and they built it up with the Zack Ryder picture and all that stuff. And I know people are going to be really mad he lost the title, but now I love the chase for Zach.
Yeah.
He had his dream, and he only got it for 24 hours, and he got to take the picture with Razor and everything, and he will do anything in his grasp to come back and catch this.
Yeah. So
I can't, more wrestling fans just turn the things positive like we can.
Well, it's because a lot of them just see the glass half empty.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there and take a look and go, oh, this is crap. But then
don't get me wrong, if something's really, really bad, I will point it out. Okay. I think I was a little too nice about Hunter's entrance yesterday. Seeing it twice is pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, again, I suffered worse loss today than the Zack Ryder losing his Intercontinental title with my Tar Heels.
And you got AJ Styles.
Yeah, and you got AJ Styles. And I like what they're doing with Zack. He gets to be in a real feud. Like, I never thought I would have that, like, as short as however long ago, you know?
You know what? We're going to talk about this, and then on Thursday, he's going to lose to the Miz, and it's going to be done and over with.
Maybe.
Well, we'll see. I hope he gets a good feud out of this. I think there's a lot, and like you said, fresh matchups. And I think...
A lot of fresh matchups on this show.
I think AJ versus Roman is a fresh matchup. That's a good call.
Well, what's the one thing we've always said about Roman? Is Roman is not bad in the ring. He's just the promo skills and some of the charisma and the way he does it sucks. But I thought he was really good in that Today segment on NBC.
Yeah.
And I thought he did a really good job on tonight as well. And I think sometimes you just need good heels. And if Roman can be a good heel, he can take lessons from The Miz, because The Miz is so – I can't ever imagine The Miz – remember they tried to make Miz face for a second?
Yeah.
With Slayer? It just didn't work. Miz is just swarmy, and you just want to hate him so much.
He has that look. And I think the same thing with Roman. I think this is where they're headed with – you don't like Roman Reigns. He's going to turn his back.
I think he's going Cena. Shades of Grey. He's not a good guy. He's not a bad guy. You can do whatever you want. You can just he's just Roman Reigns. You can do whatever the hell you want to do with him. Cena doesn't really ever face faces. Once in a while he does, the Bryans, the Punks. I think the same will be with Roman.
Yeah.
He'll face whoever. Doesn't matter. He's Roman Reigns. He'll just kick whoever's ass.
what is there from Monday Night Raw that really
I think we're gonna get the KO set up. Apollo Crews talked about. Baron, we didn't talk enough about that. Dolph, the sacrificial lamb, back to doing that again.
Yeah. Like, Baron looked okay, but how much of that was Ziggs?
A lot of it was Ziggs, and the promo was just so dead.
Yeah.
What's the over-under for Baron being on top for you? Or at least wherever he is? How long until he's Sandow, Tyler Breeze, Jack Swagger status?
4 months?
Yeah. I mean, after this next pay-per-view, even it could be bad. I think they're going to realize really fast, okay, this guy is not good.
Yeah. Like, a bunch of people were online talking about how much they hated this show and how much people should just not cheer and leave at the end of the show, just before the show's done. And here's my thing. That is usually death for superstars. When you get no reaction at all, that's usually when you get no reaction, then you're pretty much dead in the water because there's no money in you.
But so, he really didn't either.
Yeah, and that's what Corbin. What made me think of Corbin was he didn't get much of a reaction. So Corbin's kind of, I think, will be dead in the water at a certain point unless something happens that he finds his path. He finds the road to being. Getting a reaction, but I just wanted to quickly say, if you walk out of Monday Night Raw, if you walked out before the format, the Fatal 4-Way, you're crazy. Because, okay, Roman Reigns, champion. It is what it is. Vince, Shane, that's a bit of a mess. Yeah, okay, fine. It's a mess, and they'll eventually find some little thing to work around it, and we'll get the brand split.
It wasn't like it was offensive, though, to me, to be honest, with the Shane and Vince stuff. It's like, all right, you're in control.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Then you just kind of work around, and he's in control. So it is what it is. Like it's nothing to really get your panties twisted.
You have like a few things that are there that you're just like, this is happening. But
I find there was a really good meme by Meme Gene on Instagram. And it's like, my guy didn't win, therefore I hate this show. And that's all I can ever hear. It's the wrestling on WrestleMania and the wrestling tonight. All the matches were pretty dang good.
Yeah.
None of the matches were bad. All people get mad about is that their guy didn't win. Yeah. And the WWE owes it to the fans to make sure that these certain people win. They don't owe the fans anything. They have a product. They've done this for over 50 years. I think they have a decent idea what they're doing. There's been a few times where they drastically called for a switch, and yes, there was a lot of variables with Brian, but they did do it.
Yeah.
It was too overwhelming. So when the chips, and they did it last year with Seth, when the variables were a certain way, they do it. But also, you don't know what happens backstage. I still have people saying like, oh, what's going on with Tyler Breeze? He left the show. Yeah. He left the show. I don't know what Sandow did. I don't. But Jack Swagger fell asleep backstage. Dean Ambrose was drunk on Saturday.
Yeah.
These are things that if you were at your job and you were a boss, you would expect people to be punished over. Yeah. Sometimes it's just that simple. If you're getting out of line, you're going to get certain things like that happening to you.
And I think the Dean thing, I think it's probably a mix. Yes. I think it's the beating he took and some of the spots. And it's also the punishment, because I'm very surprised he wasn't on this show.
Yeah. I wonder if they're just selling the Brock beatdown.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
And then he'll be back next week. But where does Dean go from here?
He's Jericho? In
Bray Wyatt territory.
Jericho? Finally?
Yeah. I guess that could be where he goes. But then where's Cesaro going?
I don't know.
I want to say this. Bray Wyatt is over and gets a reaction from the crowd even after all the burial he suffered, or after all the misuse. Everyone's instantly jumping, saying that the League of Nations is going to beat the Wyatts.
Well, it's a waste of two of those guys in there too, you know? Like, I'm sorry. I kind of want Bray to lose that because I really want to protect Del Rio. Like, Del Rio was a top 10 Pro Wrestling Illustrated Wrestler of the Year last year, and there's a reason, because Alberto Del Rio is really, really good, and we're wasting him away.
Here's what's going to happen. Sheamus will eat the pin for League of Nation, and what's going to happen is that will disband the League of Nations, so then you can have Del Rio go on his own, Rusev go on his own, and Sheamus go wherever.
Yeah, they can just have Sheamus and Wyatt face for all I care.
Yeah, and then they start building back Bray.
But you know they're going to build Sheamus up in about 3 months. Because of Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
We'll get the VOD villains to eat a couple pinfalls for him and the Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Tyler Breeze.
What do you think the where do you think Apollo Crews is going then?
Good God, I don't know. Because you got to obviously enter him in a program for starters to get him going. Get him mic time. You gotta have him face someone.
He really should be in NXT. It's a weird situation for him. He is not ready yet. He is not ready.
If you told me Joe came up and did the muscle buster to Tyler Breeze and that was his debut, I'd be like, okay, I'm not worried about Joe. Joe knows
what he's doing. Joe will figure it out because Joe's been around. But Apollo just he the charisma seemed decent tonight. I'll give him that. The charisma seemed a lot better. I just didn't like a lot of the stuff I had seen in NXT, and I'd never screamed to me like, you're ready. Especially when you have guys like Finn and Joe, and maybe that's just the tug of war that Vince and Hunter are playing.
Yeah.
But I would think if you're Hunter, that you would have protected the hell out of Apollo.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like Vince is like, well, you can either keep Finn, Joe, or Apollo. You can keep two of them, but one of them's going. And Hunter's probably like, well, shit. I guess it's Apollo. Because I'm not losing Roman. I'm not losing Joe or Finn.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those situations now that is very like...
But again, like, Bobby Roode is more or less with this roster.
Yeah.
On NXT. So you have Bobby Roode there. Which I've heard Bobby Roode is not our main roster guy. He's a player coach, much like Austin Aries is. They're not planning to ever go to the main roster.
Really?
No.
That's good. I think you gotta have some guys for that role.
But Joe and Finn are. Joe wasn't, but Joe is now. Possible for a main roster spot.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, we didn't see Sammy or KO or Sasha or Charlotte or Becky at all after WrestleMania last year. We got Neville.
Yeah.
Who's fine, but he wasn't at the level of excitement for any of those five competitors.
No.
And now those five competitors are all there. Yeah. And all significant points at WrestleMania.
Kalisto didn't get any TV time, really.
No, Ryback wasn't on the show at all.
Like,
so there's another set of guys that I'm just saying, like, so jam-packed. You need to do the brand split now.
Yeah.
You say the roster is shallow, but they took a guy like Zack Ryder, who's having battles with catering, and is now in a decent feud for the Intercontinental Championship.
Yeah. He gets his return match Wednesday night here in Calgary, but, for SmackDown.
Wednesday night? In Calgary?
Well, doesn't SmackDown air on
Wednesday? Oh, yeah, okay, in Canada, yeah. I think there was a show in Calgary. Like, what the fuck? What else did we have? You know, Enzo and Cass I think it's a great act, but I want to see them match wise. I thought Enzo killed it with the crowd, though. I'll give him credit for that. Enzo was one of the best on the mic. Need a little bit more from Big Cass, though.
Yeah, and I think all in all, decent Monday Night Raw.
I'm trying to think if we missed anything.
No, I can't think of anything. I watched the show quite intent. I think the biggest thing was Styles. So,
yeah, it's great to see a guy like that, the bust his ass, came to this company, and 4 months in is already at that spot.
Yeah, it's well earned. He's not. No one's gonna break that redneck.
If Roman beats him, Roman beats him, it's gonna be a lot of anger.
Oh, I'm saying off Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it depends on if AJ Styles did AJ win his first TNA title in his first try.
I don't know.
Did he win his?
I just feel like right now wrestling fans are at an all-time anger level. If things don't go exactly their way, the IWC will rip your head off.
Oh yeah.
And I look at it on the company side of things that I can't succumb to everything you want. It's in a way like a sports franchise. If you're the Leafs or the Lakers and be like, well, we want this guy and this guy. A guy like Gilbert Arenas, for example, wants to sign a 10-day contract just so he can watch Kobe's final games. But Gilbert's had a lot of backstory and blah, blah, blah. But there's I want Gilbert Arenas. Or if you're the Leafs fans, I don't know. I know he's not a free agent anymore, but or let's just say Leafs fans are like, we want Sean Avery for the rest of the season. Yeah, you need to give us Sean Avery. We deserve to have Sean Avery on our team. Well, no, that doesn't really work for us to go with that, so we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you need to put this guy in net because he's the right guy for us to go in net. It's like, well, we as a franchise think it's better because we work with the franchise, so we know more. And this is a company that knows their guys, knows their girls. And, do they make the right decisions every single time? No. But it just seems lately, if they do one thing wrong, everything else gets picked apart and picked apart and picked apart just because it's the main roster. NXT can do no wrong. I heard people say, oh, every part of NXT was great. The Austin Aries and Baron Corbin, that was like a 4-star match. That was perfect. Even Meltzer was saying the tag match, which you and I thought was crazy. It was kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
And then I watched it back and I'm like, yeah, that was kind of sloppy. But, people will defend it to the death because it's NXT. And to some people, that's the holy ground. You cannot knock anything about it. Even though I would say that was the best takeover special yet. But you pick it apart just like anything else. You're like, oh, the tag match was good, but there was that really big botch. Austin Aries and Baron Corbin, it was a lot left to be desired. Nakamura and Sammy was great. I can't knock anything about that.
Meltzer stars?
I haven't heard stars yet. Asuka and Bayley was weird.
Yep.
And the crowd was dead. And I like Joe and Finn, and I like the blood because it added realism to it. But the blood, you could say, ruined it for some people. Yeah. So you can pick apart anything you want to,
You probably pick apart this podcast.
I can pick apart WrestleMania 3. I didn't like George Animal steal part of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't like that he was in the Steamboat and Savage match.
You can go through everything.
If you do Hogan and Andre right now, people would shit all over it. Like, really? Andre and Hogan again? Because they had fought so much beforehand.
Yeah.
I've really... old man rant, I guess, whatever. I've just really hit a boiling point with the IWC. It's getting to a point where, what does a company need to do to satisfy you?
Yeah.
Especially saying they gave you AJ Styles. If he loses to Roman, he loses, but then who else do you want to challenge for the title?
Yeah. Well you can't have it all.
No. You get the Bryan segments, and they're great, and you're going to get that. You're going to get Seth, and you're going to get AJ doing this. You know, Kevin Owens, you have guys there, but, you can't win every battle.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's one of those things where you're like, not everything's going to go your way. You just got to kind of be like, okay, well, this guy didn't win today, but I get to watch him wrestle, so.
Exactly.
I'm happy.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's all I have left.
That's all I got. I think this week I'm Josh break me break.
If anything happens throughout the week, SmackDown wise, or randomly, like a Ricochet or Zack Sabre Jr. sign with the company or something, or something big happens, we will do a mini podcast on Thursday. We're leaving that door open, slightly a little open. But there's a good chance, unless anything happens, this is the last wrestling podcast you're going to get from us for about a week and a half.
Yeah, it would be about a week and a half. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. It was fun. It was a joy. But three podcasts in 4 days. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to see grown men in tights anytime soon.
No, I just need a break from a lot of things right now to process stuff.
All right.
Well, really quickly, one last thing. Are you happy with the Vaudevillains going to SmackDown? Just being in the company, getting the call up? Yeah. It's kind of, those are the things, kind of like, well, time to sink or swim, boys.
Yeah, I think it's time. They've been in NXT for a while, so give them something. Let's see what they can do. I think they're good workers, both of them.
Oh, the clones. Like what they're doing at that.
You're one of few.
They're Puerto Rican again.
The people mocked it.
How? They get to live their heritage. They're not luchadors.
They more or less said they should have just been let go years ago.
I like it. I think that they get to show their heritage off. Maybe we get something from Carlito.
That's what you're holding out for.
But not even that. I just like that they get to be themselves again. They get to be from Puerto Rico. They're not bullfighters or anything like that. They get to be their natural heritage and get to be who they are. They're a good hand.
Yep. And I think, you know, it's just, we talk about bloating, but for the tag teams, it just adds one more person that can come
former
in there
and work champions. Matches. Former tag champions, I believe, two times.
Yeah. So, you know, let it be. I think the one thing that wrestling fans do is, it's just like this. If you saw the opening bit of Batman versus Superman and saw the bats carrying Bruce up and just said, this is horrible, and wrote it off right away, let's see what happens. What's the worst that can happen?
They were bullfighters. They can't get much worse than that.
So just let it be. Let's see where it goes. And yeah, do you think they should have done some of those vignettes with like Corbin, Cruz, the villains?
Cruz for sure. Although maybe not. Cruz, I think you need to see.
Yeah.
Because he's an impressive physical specimen, and he showed that. He did impress me from what he did tonight. And he's impressed me every time I've seen him do it. I just think he's a guy that I'm like, he's a nice project in NXT still.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's secret swim time with him. And Corbin, there's no sense. No, you got to get him on. He won the Andre Memorial Battle Royal. You want that trophy to mean something, so now he's going to come in and just start kicking ass.
I think you could have done some vignettes with the Vaudevillains.
Vaudevillains, sure. They kind of did. They're just like, hey, they're on SmackDown.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's, you know, we got Cesaro back and his tearaway suit. It was fantastic. Yes. That was my favorite thing from tonight.
That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool.
He's sitting there and I'm like, is he going to announce someone?
I thought for a second, I'm like, oh, he's going to do Joe. Or he's going to do the Bullet Club and he's part of it.
Yeah.
I think maybe that was the idea. Maybe they wanted to tease some Bullet Club stuff because everyone was talking about it. The Bullet Club is going to happen. We know it's going to happen, but they're gonna make us wait.
Yeah, Vince is going to be like, well, the internet's going to wait just a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'll happen at Payback.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, well, until next time, cheers.
We didn't put over the beach ball as much as we should have, Josh.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Fuck Villanova. Enjoy the day, people. Backslide! Stardust Stars Clash! We saw it last night! Trying to hook it in! Stardust Clash to Jericho! Cover! Shoulders down! AJ Styles is the number one contender! Here is your winner and your number one contender, AJ Styles! AJ Styles versus Roman Reigns! I cannot wait to see that! What a moment!